The State of the Bree Street explosion site in the Joburg CBD is an unequivocal disaster. Our recent oversight visit to the site revealed a scene of unmitigated destruction with no progress evident even after more than half a year. It is utterly perplexing that neither a single worker nor city official was present at the site during our visit. After an hour of inactivity, our mere presence prompted a flurry of actions by city officials who accomplished nothing beyond just appearing busy. This inaction is emblematic of the Doomsday Coalition's consistent failure to address the pressing needs of our residents. The Bree Street explosion site remains a glaring testament to their inability to provide essential services. What is even more distressing is that the damage sustained during the explosion has only worsened, exacerbated by this recent flooding in December. Shop owners in the vicinity confirmed that not only the flooding of their businesses, but also the subsequent dismissal of employees due to financial constraints caused by the decline in business. While flood-damaged bridges in the Western Cape are swiftly repaired, Johannesburg remains stagnant and the executive must be held accountable for the mess the city is in. The executive must answer for the havoc wreaked upon the residents of Johannesburg, and the DA will be demanding answers. It is unacceptable to leave thousands who depended on the Bree Street area to fend for themselves, and the time for action is long overdue.